And we start exactly on the top of Kuvav Amud Beis. Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev el chalaleim. It says, Chai Yisrael killed Bilam with a sword amongst their dead. Amarab shekaimu b'arba misas. The fact that it says chalaleim means they killed them in multiple ways. And we mentioned last time you can't kill a person in multiple ways. One can only kill a person one way. But they went through the motions of four ways of killing as if to say, if this won't work, this will work. And if this won't work, the other one will work. Basically, they went through four ways that would kill a person since he happened to be dead from number one. Skila straight for Herig Mechenik, and Rashi says, they hung him, burnt a fire under him, cut off his head, which fell into the fire. So the falling to the ground is Skila, the hanging is Chenek, cutting off the head is Herig, and the fire under it is Shreifa. It was a combination of four types of death. A man said to Reb Chanina, Mishmielach Bilam Bakama Havad. You know how old Bilam was? That's what Rashi seems to say. Others want to say that they killed him four ways simultaneously, and he died. We don't know which way he died. He just died. Again, I'm just quoting what they say. Yes.
Thomas Campion, after the gunpowder bomb, taken up a ladder, shoved off with the noose in such a way that didn't broke his neck while he was hanging. They disemboweled him with a valve thrown into a pot of boiling water. So people do things.
Okay, this is a poor breakfast doctrine. Amalayahu mina l'Reb Chanina. Mishmielach Bilam Barkana Hava. Do you know how old Bilam was? I'm like, Mikhtav Leksiv, it doesn't say it, but Leksiv, Anshi Damim, Mimim, a man of blood and deceit, Leyechzu Yimeim will not live half their lives. Batklasim Batlashnin and Batklasim Ba'arba. We have Dayag and Achitayfu who also didn't live half their lives. One lived 34 and one lived 33. So Bilam obviously equaled them with 33 or 34. Amaloy said, a min answered him, Shapak Amit. You know, you're right. The Didichazuri Pinka said to Bilam, I saw the tablet where Bilam's life is inscribed by the Romans, Rashi says, I think. And the Havi Ksibbe by Klosin Slashnim Bilam Chagira, the lame Bilam was 33 years old, got cut with Yasin Pinchas Lestah when Pinchas the outlaw killed him. Now Rashi points out, we don't know who killed Bilam, it might have been someone else, but Pinchas the outlaw was the general of the army, so therefore it's blamed at him. Amalei Marbed. He was testing historical knowledge. He said, can you tell me how old Bilam was? And he told him based on the pasuk. And the man was impressed and said, you know, you got it right. Meaning, he was taunting the Tana, or the Amira, and saying, can you tell me how old Bilam was? You know, now with your Tyra knowledge, tell me how old Bilam was when he died. And the Amira says, well, I have a passage that says, well, Yechzimayim, which gives me that he's either 33 or 34. And the man says, you're right. I have it in historical fact, and you learned it from a pasuk. The men happened to be impressed that the Torah was able to tell the Amira what he had to learn from a historical fact. So the exchange is the men questioning the Amira's understanding and knowledge, and the Amira showing him that it's all in the Torah. Yes?
The question would be, why did he say 33 and 34? Is it like
Kishka? No, he said it because the Gemara says later on that two people didn't live half their lives, and one lived 34 and one lived 33. So whenever it says, Yechzu Yimeim, that's what it refers to when he didn't have an exact number. But the men was impressed. 33 or 34 is pretty accurate when you have a whole lifespan of somebody to choose. Which, by the way, is in Machloikis with the Mandiyama that said that Bilam was an Atzas Parai. We mentioned that. Last week we learned that Bilam was in the part of the advisors to Parai. And that would have made him over 250 years, 200 and some years, actually 210. Whatever it is, it would have made him a much older person than 33. Some say there were two Bilams, a grandfather and a grandson. That's the Gemara Bayit, Amalei Marbrei, Ravina Levrei, Bekulu Lekafish, Lemedrish, Lebarmi Bilam HaRasha. Do not try to darshan a lot about the individuals that lost their Elam Haba, except for Bilam. The Kama the Mishkakas Bei Dereshbei, whatever you can say about him, just pile it on. Don't overdo it. But Bilam, just say whatever you can. Ksiv Dayeg, Ksiv Dayeg. In one place it's spelled Dayeg, in another place it's spelled Dayeg. And the question is, what does it mean? The beginning of Kadosh Baruch Hu was concerned. Shema Yetzes El Tar Misra. He had what it took to go bad. Woe is that he went off. Simon Gibber Barash and Tzadik Chayav B'Sefer. Our Rabbi Yitzchak Adam Tzivah says the pasuk Matas Halu Barah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Dayeg, why are you praising yourself with bad? Hagibor, you strong one in Tyra. Chesed Kael Kayayim. The God, the kindness of God is on you all day. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu L'dayach. Like Gibber B'Tayrat. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara says it was Menasaf L'Chutz.
What?
Gemara said the Torah never penetrated him and changed his character traits. What happened is he had jealousy. What brought Dayag down, the Gemara says in Zvachim, was his jealousy to David HaMelech. And if Torah would have penetrated him the way it should have, and again, easy to sit here and talk about it, but if Torah would have done to him what it should have, then his jealousy would have been overcome. Torah would have corrected his character trait. Since the Torah did not go in, it was Menasaf L'Chutz, it was external. And he didn't internalize it to the point that he should. It did not change his character, and therefore did not save him from his ride down the slippery slope. That's what it seems to be the way they explained Dayak. Here is the Reish Sanhedrin, the head of Sanhedrin, at a very young age. He dies at 34. That means he is at a very young age, the Reish Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says in Zvachim, couldn't tolerate that David is better than him. You know, I'm going to ad lib because it is Parshas. It is Parshas Vayetze. That's Kanei Rachu Bar Chaisa. The right kina soif from Tar B'Chachma. When we talk about that, there is a correct form of jealousy. That is the jealousy that I want to be as good, not because the other person has it and I don't, but because the other person is showing me that standard can be reached. So I also want to reach that standard. Not that I want to be better, not that I have to be in first place, but that I want to be able to reach that level as well. But not, you know, when we have contests, the person that wants to win the contest has to say two things in his davening. One that I do well, and one that my friend doesn't do well. Because then I don't win if he does as good as me. But if you have the right kinna, it's not that I want everybody to do well. But I use people who reach higher levels as an incentive for me to be able to reach that level. That's kind of Rachel Bachai says, not that Rachel wanted to be better than Leah. She said, look, Leah obviously achieved a level, but Matzel HaTayvim, I would like to ascribe and aspire to that level. I would love to be there. So I'm jealous of the fact that level has been achieved and I can't achieve it. Not that she has it and I don't, and that I'd like to have it and she shouldn't. That's the difference. Dayag is jealous of Dovin, not in that way. It's not like David reached it, I wish I could reach what David reached. No. Why did he do it and not me? I wanted to be the one to find the Makom HaMikdash, and he ended up finding it. That's the wrong type of jealousy. And the Torah did not penetrate. You know, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it's such a fabulous, fascinating medrash. It's such a fascinating medrash on this week's parsha. It's an Eicha Rabasi, Psichta the Eicha Rabasi. The Medrash says in Psichta the Eicha Rabasi. The Medrash says that when the Churban happens and the others come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they try to stop the Churban unsuccessfully, and their tefillos are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them answers to whatever they daven. I did this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes you did, but your children went off the path. There's a whole discussion, a long piece of Medrash. And it gets to Rachel, and Rachel says to the Rabbi Nishtalim, and this is Rachel talking. And again, this is not something I would say, but this is Rachel talking. He says, when my father wanted to trick my husband and give him my sister, I was upset. I was upset that I was losing Yaakov. So I went to Yaakov, this is the Medrash, and I told him, my father is trying to trick you. Here are simanim that you'll know it's me, not my sister. Rachel initiated the simanim. She, because she didn't want Leah to become the husband, initiates the simanim. Then, she said, when it finally happened, I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear that my sister should, then I was misgabar on myself, and I worked on myself, and I gave my sister the simanim. V'loy oidzak the medrash, I went that night into the room, and I hid under the bed. And every question that Yaakov asked Leah, I answered, so he shouldn't be able to recognize my voice. This is a medrash of 6th day of the Rabbasi. V'loy kinesi, and Rachel testifies about herself, the loikinesi, and I had no jealousy, and you, Rabbi Yisraelim, are jealous that Klal Yisrael is going with Avodah Zarah, you're mekaneh them? Are you jealous? I wasn't jealous at my sister, and I had to play out this role. And as the Rishbok who says, Yesh Chara Lupula says, that's the tefillah he accepts. That's what the Shavu Banam Lagulam, that's why he accepts Rachel's crying. That's what the Medrash says in Sifta Nehru Rabasi. Right? This is Vatkane Rachel Bachaisa. This is the same Vatkane Rachel Bachaisa. But the jealousy that Rachel has is not that she has to be better than Leah. She wants to achieve the same level. There's no personal gain here. So I want to gain, I want to be good. I want to be as good as I can be. And others just show me the level I can attain. Dayag is not that way. Dayag's jealousy is I want to be better than David. And that's what drove him down. His Torah did not internalize enough to be able to save him.
You rub him by Nibarov.
Right. Similar kind of thing. Sorry for the chumash here, but it is a great, it's an unbelievable medrash. Yes.
Today's attendance, or my three-quarters.
Yes.
Yeah, there's an aspect of
Nitzchus, and it's
more at the end of
Tainus
or Zinka, who've been purified further to get
into Diamond Bus,
are still.
Not jealousy, it's the fact I could have reached there.
Right. But
that's how Mr. Sharma explains it.
Yeah.
I always have a good muscle, but it's not for now. What kalecha nichve mekapasu shechavera is that aspect, even in Olam Haba, when a person is enjoying themselves in Gan Eden, but they see the level they could have attained and they didn't. That is still that's hurtful, even in Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, let's go back. That's the Gemara writer. Baba Rabbi Tzchanai Lusiv says the pasuk LaRasha Malukim Malachol LaSaper Chukay. Why are you relating my laws? I'm like a shmurkel the day of Rasha. When you come to the Parsha murders and Parsha's Masapri Lashon Hara, what are you darshan over there? What do you say? Don't you feel guilty? Dayag's Torah was external. The tzaddikim will see and they will fear. All of Yisrael and they will mock. At the beginning they will fear that people will follow Dayag. But at the end they laugh because they see what happens to Dayag, nobody's going to follow him. He swallowed abundance of wealth and then he spits it all out. From his stomach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uproot it. You have to wait till he forgets his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make him forget. He should smash you forever. Hashem should smash you forever. It says in the pasuk, he will cut you up, yisachacha, and uproot you. May I open the tent? I'm sorry, yisachacha must have a different word because shereshcha is uproot you. So yisachacha must be destroy you or something. Let him be quoted in the Beis Medrash. No, he should be removed from the Beis Medrash. He should have children that are Rabbanon. That his kids would never make it to be Rabbanon. Where is the scribe? Where is the one that weighs? Where is the one that counts the towers? Dayag and Achitayfa were able to count all the letters in the Torah. They knew every chaser, every yeser, extra vavs, missing vavs, extra yuds, missing yuds, and they knew what to do with it. They knew all the kavachaymers. Ayeshayfas hamigdalim. Ayeshayfas shloishmeis halachas pesukas b'migdal hapareich baver. There are 300 halachas b'migdal hapareich baver. Rashi has multiple pshatim. Either why the top of the lamed is slightly bent downwards, or because entering a geisha land in a box, or the du kishuf about suspending boxes in midair, or the fourth shat Rashi says is certain mishnah and all this that he had 300 pshatim in. So I think my right to Amar either Rav or some of the guys with Ami. Arba mei boy dayg vachitayvo the Amigdal Perei Vavre. They had 400 shailos, but Ipshluchad, they didn't even have the answer to one. Amar Rav Rabusa, let me boy boy, is it such a big thing to have shailos? Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda Kula Tanoi B'Zikin. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, they all learned the Zikin. Vanankam Asina Tumim Uktsin. And we learned Uktsin. We have a mother of Rabbi Yehuda to the Mishnah Isha Shikavesh Yerik B'Gdera. When Rabbi Yehuda got to the Mishnah that says a woman that pickles vegetables in a pot, or the Mishnah that says olives that are pickled in a pot, the leaves are tahar. The stems are not metame the leaves. I see all kinds of questions of Rav and Shmuel. We have 13 yeshivas learning Uktsin, right? Yet, even though we learn so much more, Rabbi Yehuda Shalav Misane Vasimitra, Rabbi Yehuda took off his shoe when rain came. We can daven and nobody listens. What's the answer? Kadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boya, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Seb, Hashem Yira Leleva, Hashem sees to the heart. They didn't understand their halachas. The pasuk praises their knowledge in Torah. You want to say, they didn't understand learning? They could not bring it to halacha. This is only given to those who fear him. Special shatah the Shemaya bringing things to halacha. He didn't die till he forgot his knowledge. He will die without the knowledge. The Musr means the knowledge, I guess. With his great foolishness, he will make a mistake. He became a Mitzairish. You uprooted, everybody that turns from you. It says by selling a Bati Arachayma that it will be sold forever. And the word used is the Tzmisus. And a Mitzaira is also called Mukhlat. The different kinds of Mitzairas. The one that's locked up and the one that's decided. Ela Friyo Vrima, ripping his clothing and growing his hair. So we're saying that the word Hitzamta is a Lashon of Tzaras. The three Malachi Kabbalah that happened to me, Dayag. One made him forget his learning. One burnt his neshama, and one scattered his dirt in the Bet HaKnesiyas. Dayag and Achitayful never saw each other. Dayag b'mei Shaul, he was at the beginning of David's reign, right before David's reign. Achitayful b'mei David at the end of David's reign. They didn't live half their life. He was 33. In the beginning, he called him his Rebbe. Then he called him his friend. Then he called him a student. He said, you're a man of my value, of my level. Alufi, my Rebbe, Yudoi, my friend. Together we discussed secrets. We went. Baragesh means together. That's what I think they told me earlier in the week. Baragesh means last line.
Trepidation.
What? I always thought it meant trepidation, but that's not what the art school translates it as.
In company.
In company, right. The one that I relied on, Eichel Achmi, the one that Achmi ate my bread, Higdal Eliyakov, he turned his heel on me, meaning basically he was a traitor, yes.
How many years did David rule? 27?
Who?
David
ruled 30, we have it later on. He is 33 years in Yerushalayim and 7.5 in Hebron. 32.5 in Yerushalayim because 6 months were in Saras.
Isn't there nothing more than
two things. That's why I call them Rebbe. Taught him two things.
So this transition from Rebbe to Rabbi to Talmud was over.
Well, I don't know how long of a period of time, but he taught him two things, and then they learned together, and then afterwards, Achitayvah was subordinate to David. And then he became a traitor. Yes?
This past Gemara, somebody complains about Daryl getting on Mapa, right?
Yeah, we learned that already, yeah.
Why did they end up having to come
away? We had that last week. Because Baruch Hu make them friends again. Well, there's many ways to answer that. I mean, the Mekubalim say because nobody ever gets lost ultimately. Ultimately, everybody makes it. That's what the Mekubalim say. The Gemara said at the end of last week, everybody's going to make it. We had that Gemara. Right? That's what, one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is Zayev Yankel Teifel did have a huge amount of Tyra. So, you know. But it says Eilam Chayvul Olam Abba, then it says they'll make it ultimately. So whatever that means, David is going to have to. Well, he's going to. No, it's not going to happen that way. Rashi says, Gemara says, Hashem said, I'll make them friends. Whatever that means. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Sunday morning, 6:30.